From Midland, this is a free market moment brought to you by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Two issues, roads and schools, are big issues today, and they were also major concerns 70 years ago. In the 1920s, a daring three-term Michigan governor took bold stands on both issues. Alex Groesbeck was not your typical politician. He would not hand out campaign literature, kiss babies, or even shake hands if he could avoid it. Although he made many people mad, he handled the road and school issues with courage and sensibility. When interstate road building shifted from private entrepreneurs to the government, many motorists wanted to pass along the cost of roads by taxing everyone. Groesbeck insisted that those who benefited the most from a government service must pay the most. So instead of a general tax increase, roads were funded by a 2 cent per gallon gas tax. When extremists, including the Ku Klux Klan, got on the ballot a proposal to outlaw private schools and replace them with a total public school monopoly, Groesbeck campaigned against it. The Ku Klux Klan's anti-school choice effort failed overwhelmingly. Governor Groesbeck championed fair taxation and educational opportunity. He deserves to be remembered today. For the Mackinac Center, this is Catherine Martin.
This has been a free market moment, a public service of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.